When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You guys ever use that Elfster app for, like, gift exchanges around Christmas time?
No.
Nope.
So we're doing now. We got like a secret Santa deal going on with wife's family.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that what you call it?
Elfster.
You ever Elf on the Shelf?
No. Did you guys do that?
Yeah.
Do you do that?
Mm-hmm.
You do the Elf on the Shelf thing? See, okay. I'm too lazy for
Ralph.
Ralph is the elf.
My wife has been, I guess it's like Pinterest now has ideas for these things.
Oh, yeah. Never know who's listening.
That's, so what, we got to stop talking about it,
aren't they in school?
Should be. They could be on delay today. We don't know. All right, we got to abort. We got to abort the elf talk. Elf on the Shelf. Can't do it. Of course.
Kill.
Yeah.
Can.
All right, Audible. I guess we should probably talk some Steelers. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. The Elf on the Shelf, totally real, as is Santa Claus. No question about that. Are the Steelers for real? Segway. Okay. I think Russell Wilson's playing just about as well. And I'm really piggybacking off of Doran on this. But I think he's playing about just as well as any quarterback in football, Pat. And you say, obviously, not Josh Allen. Josh Allen's probably the league's MVP. You would take the resume of Patrick Mahomes compared to almost anybody. But can't you envision, Pat, him out-dueling Josh Allen in a playoff game? Can't you see it? He went into Buffalo, beat him last year. You know, if Mason Rudolph doesn't throw that pick in the red zone, Steelers might have a chance in that game. I think Russell Wilson could do it.
Could he? Yeah.
I mean, no one's going to bet. I mean, you're not going to bet on it.
I don't think what I said was a very hot take. I think it's common sense.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying it's a hot take.
I mean, those are the two best quarterbacks in football. And if you would have told me he's playing at a top 7 level right now in the NFL probably at the quarterback position, I would say. I mean, and that is much higher than I thought he would.
Sure.
Now, again, the sample size is still quite small. The last game was the first time they really broke out. To this point, he's played very efficient. He's thrown 10 touchdowns and 3 picks. But what you get with Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes is what the Steelers have to use 2 quarterbacks for, which is extending plays, running the ball. Like, that is such a – what Josh Allen can do with his feet and what Mahomes does with his feet in the playoffs is such an X factor. And the Steelers don't have that. They don't have that unless they put another quarterback in the game. And that's not to say Russell's a statue. He's not. But he's not as dynamic as them. And that's why they're the two best quarterbacks in the league. And they also, arm talent-wise, are far and away the two best quarterbacks in the league. It's not even close. So it's just...
You said he's top 7, Russ. Who's in your 7?
I would put Josh Allen. I would put Mahomes. I would put Goff in the top 7. I think he's playing in the top 7 right now. I'd put Jalen Hurts in the top 7. I don't know what order I would go past Allen and Mahomes. I'd have to think about it. Jackson's in the top 7.
Burrow's
certainly in the top 7.
If only Burrow got to play his own defense.
Yeah, Burrow's probably 3rd.
He has to be so upset.
You can just see it.
I mean, he says it. I mean, you could just tell, but like deep down, like, I mean, he's playing like out of his mind. And the record just isn't showing it. I mean, that has to be just demoralizing.
Yeah, I mean, like QBR-wise, he's fifth in the league right now, yep. Russell Wilson. You know, but I would put Jalen Hurts up there because of the running ability. I mean, their offense is so dynamic in Philly. So, I mean, top six, seven quarterbacks in the league. I mean, that...
I would also...
Which is why you re-sign him.
Oh, yeah, sure. Lamar Jackson, better weapons, right? Jared Goff, better line, better weapons. Tua, who's third in QBR, forget about him, but better weapons. Joe Burrow, better weapons. All the guys in the same ballpark as him, quarterback rating-wise, all have better weapons. Jalen Hurts, better weapons. Now, Mahomes has had guys in and out of the lineup, and he elevates guys. And I mean, I would take George Pickens and the Steelers' weapons over what he... Travis Kelce.
Yeah, Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
I mean, now you have Kareem Hunt and Pacheco. You have, you know, Hollywood Brown's coming back. You got Worthy. You got DeAndre Hopkins. Like, they're not as bad as they were to start the season.
No, you're right about that.
Because they had some injuries, clearly, to Pacheco and Brown.
But when you look at all these top quarterbacks, the guy who has probably the least to work with is Russell Wilson. Now, Josh Allen actually probably is number one.
No, I would put Josh Allen up there.
Josh Allen.
But Josh Allen has Josh Allen.
Right.
So, I mean, the one, and this goes back to your first bit, like, Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes don't lose to Jameis Winston. They don't lose to Cleveland. Like, their three losses combined are to Baltimore, Houston, and then Kansas City obviously lost to Buffalo.
Yeah.
Like, if you're playing at that level, like, you don't lose those games.
No, we talked about that on the Friday after the Cleveland game.
You cannot do it.
Yeah. I mean, you think about when Kansas City's played bad, like they just did against, exactly, the Raiders. Win. Panthers win. They play bad, they still win.
Broncos. You can call it luck. That's fine. It ain't luck.
No.
Like, they have the utmost confidence. And I think the Steelers are getting that in Russell Wilson. It's one of the reasons I hate taking him out of the game, is because I think the spirit of the team changes when he's out of the game. Certainly the DNA of it changes a little bit because you can run it. But, like, they're starting to believe in him, which is why I never take him off the field. That's my personal opinion on the position. In Kansas City, and like, they were down 10 in the third quarter, like, nothing. Who cares?
You didn't even think about it.
Who cares, man? Like, hold serve, have fun. We'll see you in the fourth. Like,
I can't reference Mike Tomlin's winning percentage in one score games and talk about how that's a Mike Tomlin trait without acknowledging the same thing for Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
Like, national media members, weirdly, they just want to knock them. Oh, look, they're just getting by. They're lucky. They're getting by. They're lucky. There's an art to winning these close games. You've got Andy Reid, you've got Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, you're built that way.
Exactly.
That's how you build your roster. That's how you build your team.
You know what's crazy? Of Buffalo's games, they've scored less than 30 points three times. And they were all, with the exception of Baltimore, they got killed.
Yes,
that was over quickly. But, I mean, they score. Kansas City really, their output's been relatively pedestrian on the, but Mahomes is starting to come on, though.
Well, and there
Hopkins is starting to find his niche. Kelsey's back playing.
Mm-hmm.
Xavier Worthy's back. They got Pacheco back now. Like, I think Kansas City's defense, honestly, is right there with Pittsburgh's.
Their defense is really good. And when you think about Mahomes, okay, last year regular season, they scored 21 points a game. They weren't scoring. Go to the playoffs, Super Bowl. What does he do? Score, score, score. Oh, overtime, going to score. They flip a switch. And I don't know how much I've always believed in that in sports. Like, you'd like to be the hot team going in, playing your best ball. They tend to flip a switch. All right, coming up next, you already mentioned paying Russ. Another guy we talk about paying. When we come back, Jeff Hathorne at the bottom of the hour.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, here's the thing with Georges. This decision on his future has to be made in the offseason. You'll know. You cannot bring him back next year in a lame duck guy.
Why?
You can't.
Why?
Why?
That's what I asked. Yeah.
He's not going to. He won't play as hard, do you mean?
Oh, he would be a distraction beyond distraction.
Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. The voice of Mark Cabali there. Jeff Hathler going to join us coming up in about 10 minutes, and we'll get into some of this stuff with Jeff. Pat, you agree with Cabali that you probably let him go, or you probably make the decision this offseason you don't let him go into a lame duck year, George Pickens.
If it continues like it's going, that decision might not be the one you guys think it's going to be.
Oh, I don't think they're paying him.
I would agree with Mark on that premise. However, I disagree. He's a distraction right now. And I'm not so sure he wouldn't be a distraction if he gets paid. So,
AB became more of one after he got paid.
You're kind of between a rock and a hard place. Now, here's the wild card. Here's the wild card. The guy we saw in Hard Knocks, the head coach that pulled him aside, and I mean, he'll earn every penny of that compensation if he can get him right. And if he can get him to go into what he deserves, a lame duck year, in my opinion, in terms of what he's shown on the field and what he's shown more often and not off the field. If Mike Tomlin and Arthur Smith could get him in a position where he understands that his maturity level will determine his future in Pittsburgh, and that next year, the balance of this year and next year are the opportunity to prove that he's a franchise receiver, and that his jersey will be, you know, revered in Steelers lore. If they can get him to buy into that, and the guy comes back and shows it, I just don't know how much more of a distraction he could be than he is right now. Maybe he could be worse. He probably could be.
But he was worse last year, wasn't he?
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I think he's gotten better.
Yeah, but that's marginally.
Right, but...
I mean, he
at least he's committing crimes of passion.
He shot a... Passion? They're not passion.
He's jacked up.
They're not passion.
Woe and sick'em, Pat.
No. No, absolutely. They should have been thrown out of the game.
Oh.
Against Cincinnati.
Oh, they dodged bullet. He did,
he
too.
Should have been thrown out of the game.
Yeah.
I mean, these aren't crimes of passion.
I think it's because he's so amped up, is what I mean by that.
Okay. You're an NFL football.
I'm not making excuses for him. I'm just saying it's better than last year where, I mean, he's saying things about quarterback on social media and unfollowing the team and the quarterback on social media. And I don't think he had a lot of faith in the signal callers last
year. I probably hedged it back to I think they go the offseason, they don't pay him.
I don't think they're paying him either.
I wouldn't at this moment. As much as I think he is just a generational talent. He's too much of a liability on a down in and down out basis. I don't understand. I'd be surprised if they pay him this offseason. And if they're able to get him in the next year with some sort of vision of the future and, you know, pinky promise, that'll be, and he's not a problem as a result of that, that'll be a miracle.
Well, it's probably going to be a rude awakening regardless for George Pickens, because one, they're probably not going to pay him in the offseason. So he's going to go into a lame duck year. But also, they're going to have to get another receiver.
Yep.
And they're probably going to pay another receiver. They may draft one, but it's probably not going to be a first rounder. It'll probably be a second rounder or something like that. It'll be a depth piece or a piece that could come in and, you know, like they thought Robin Wilson maybe could be. But I guarantee that they pay a receiver in the offseason. So you're sitting in a lame duck year. You're not getting paid. You pay a number one receiver is what that's going to be. So, I mean, it's a rude awakening, and you got to figure out if you can mature in that process or not, or if you want to mature in that process or not. And from what Kabali told us the other day, it's like, you know, he doesn't know if, you know, George really cares about any of that stuff. Doesn't really care about, you know, he may think regardless, like, he's going to get paid somewhere else, you know?
Just he's probably right about that, too, which is the tough thing. That's the hard sell, right? Like, you come in here, even if you're mopey and pissy and... do some of this off the field or not between the white lines on the field stuff, like, someone's still going to pay him. Like, he knows that. But he should look at Deontay Johnson and see. Like, once you're on that second team and you start screwing around, you can screw around your way right out of the league.
There's situations where talent outweighs the drama. We've seen it here in Pittsburgh. We've seen it across the league. And we're... teams and coaches and managers, general managers, they just deal with it because the talent is so good. George is right on that line for me. Like, he could be, like, I feel like he has so much more room to grow as a wide receiver. It sounds crazy. He's still so raw that I think that he could be unbelievable, but he's not there yet. Enough to say, all right, like, it's worth it giving him money and keeping him around because he is that good.
Yeah.
On every Sunday.
I have a more of acute concern, and it's when it bleeds into the white line. Like, if you want to go on social media and vet in the media and say, you know, I'm only here so I don't get fined and all that stuff like Marshawn Lynch does, but, like, repeated 15-yard penalties, I got a problem with that. I got a problem with, like, giving a first down and a half back when you're struggling to score in the red zone anyway and doing it three times in a game and a half. Like, that to me is where you start to get into, like, you're hurting this football team. Now, they win the Cincinnati game, but, like, let's say they don't score on one of those possessions and they go down 10 to Burrow. I mean, those are the you talk about weighty moments and complimentary football. That doesn't factor into that equation. So to me, the off the field stuff I can deal with more than when it bleeds into the white lines and it becomes a problem in game.
Tomlin would agree with you. I mean, There's a reason why he puts his arm around him and says stay in the fight after the interception, and there's a reason why he says grow up after the game. We'll talk to Jeff Hathlin about this, among other things, when we come back, our sports director. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Joined by Jeff Hathlin, our sports director. Got a good piece up right now on Joey Porter Jr., talking about the upcoming matchup against Jerry Jeudy, and also about all the penalties he's committed. Let's start right there, actually, Jeff, and thank you for coming on. I mean, Joey Porter Jr. has never lacked confidence, but I'll tell you, Jerry Judy's a tough customer. He's really become the Browns, clearly, number one wide receiver, and I think he's the kind of receiver that gives JPJ problems, Jeff.
Yeah, he's a great route runner. Let's start right there. And then he's got speed to go on top of it, and they have a connection. And I think you're a Browns team with three wins. Take some shots. Like maybe there'd be times you'd be a little bit more cautious. You're Cleveland. You're Jameis. You're looking for a job for next year. You're looking to start somewhere. I'm going to take some chances. And Jeudy, since Winston has become the starting quarterback, is a top five receiver in the NFL. I mean, he's playing at a really high level. He's got experience. He's got size. I mean, this is going to be another tough matchup. Every matchup, really, from here till the end of the season, there's going to be somebody that's going to pose a problem. And Joey, you know, Joey said he technically had some work to do. He didn't want to share what those little details were, but he knows eyes are on him, and he's got to fix it.
Jeff, have you watched Hard Knocks?
I've only seen clips of it. I haven't sat down and watched the whole thing yet.
Well, it's pretty good, and it puts Mike Tomlin and the Pittsburgh Steelers in a good light and just how they operate, and obviously the behind-the-scenes with Mike Tomlin and speaking to his team, motivating things. Do you think that with, you know, some free agents that are becoming available next year, if they're watching Hard Knocks, do you think that the Steelers can win over free agents by watching that show and seeing how Mike Tomlin operates?
I think they have won over free agents over the last few years because of the reputation Mike Tomlin has. Now they can see it. I mean, those guys talk. I mean, as you guys know, I mean, when they're thinking about a place, they're calling whomever to say, hey, what's Tomlin like? What's the environment like? How do they treat you? All that kind of stuff. That's why that poll that is done at the end of the year about facilities and that is so important for these guys. They want to know how all these things are going to impact their life. And yeah, I think what you're going to find out about Mike is that those sayings he throws at news conferences, he says to his players. And he has a way of capturing these guys, even the ones that have been there for 6, 7, 8, 13 years. I've never heard anyone say leaving Pittsburgh, I didn't like playing for Mike Tomlin. They may have had issues with playing time or other things, but I've always heard from players positive things about Mike and how Mike will be as honest as he can be to his team.
Jeff, you say he can capture players. Can he capture George Pickens? Can he help him mature to a point where they ultimately sign him long term?
It's another challenge. I mean, we saw what he was able to do to allow AB to have the seasons he did before it finally just became unmanageable. Same with Harrison to an extent. It's a great question, Pat, because, man, he's so talented. But, and I don't know. I think it's still to be determined. It's going to be, not to think too far ahead, but if they don't offer him a contract and he has one more year, I'm trying to wrap my head around what George would be like if he just doesn't really even have to worry about consequences because he won't be around the team the following year.
Yeah, we've been talking about that a lot this morning. Jeff, you're in there every day. Deontay Johnson, he gets suspended by the Baltimore Ravens. Obviously, there were issues that led to him getting traded out of Pittsburgh. There are reports of him getting into it with Mickey Fitzpatrick, getting into it with Mitch Trubisky. Is Deontay Johnson viewed different than George Pickens by guys on the team?
Yeah, a little bit. Just because, yes, he had some issues in the room. But I don't know if anyone got frustrated. And let me say this about George. You know, we all work with maybe somebody that you don't like, but you know that they're important to what you do. I think that happens in the Steeler locker room. They don't necessarily like some of the things George does, but they know his value to this team, that if they want to get to where they want to get to, they need George. So you're not going to hear guys rip him. You're not going to have guys, you know, come up and say a lot to him. They're going to try to encourage him to be his best self. And that's what you see in that room with him. Deontay never had that type of talent. I think at times people just, you know, they weren't bothered by him. Like, they just kind of let him go. But with George, they keep trying to encourage him and get him in the right direction. Because like I said, if they're going to, you know, do what they haven't done in 7 years, George Pickens is going to be a part of that.
Jeff, I think we all expect Alex Highsmith to be a full participant in playing this football game. But what's your feeling surrounding Calvin Austin III at this point?
I don't know yet. I mean, he was around the locker room yesterday. When the guys in concussion protocol were not allowed to talk to him, and I completely understand that rule. But he was sitting around, didn't have any – I mean, he didn't seem to have any issue with light. He was talking to his teammates. It looks good. I mean, those are tricky. But it looks good. Yeah, I think Alex may have a bit of a pitch count. But, man, you look at that outside linebacker room right now. That's a deep, strong group heading down the stretch here.
Jeff, appreciate the time. Who among your coworkers do you not like?
Oh, I love everybody.
Good answer.
Very good from Jeff. Yes. I can't get him.
Hathorne for president.
That's right. Oh, Jeff would bring the whole country together.
Oh, my goodness.
There's zero.
There's not a better professional.
Oh, my God. I was thinking about it, Jeff, whenever you were talking. I was like, I'm staring at you. And I was paying attention, I promise. And I was wondering, have I ever seen Jeff yell? Heard Jeff yell? I don't think so. I don't know if it's ever happened.
I don't know.
I can't remember. Not on the air. I never heard you yell.
You missed it. Yeah. You did hear me yell that last Friday.
Sack Austin!
That, you know what? That's right.
Hey.
That's right.
Hey. Well, it little did you know, it marked the beginning of a tough weekend for your Buckeyes. I hate to say that, my friend.
Why you gotta do that to him?
For the Panthers.
But you celebrated that one, and I thank you for that, because it was very, very, very impassioned call.
It was an amazing game. I mean, listen, I all the things Zach's been through, day after Thanksgiving, for all of that, I mean, couldn't be happier for the kid, man. He's... and that team just fights. Obviously, yesterday didn't go the way they wanted to, but it's a group that if you get to be around it, and I know you guys do to an extent, you can understand why you have passion to call the game like you do.
Jeff, thank you very much. And I was between things, didn't get to hear it on the radio. I actually just heard you screaming from Columbus is how I heard that.
That was great stuff, man.
It was.
You're the best.
Be good, Jeff. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jeff.
See you, boys.
Jeff Hathorne, our sports director and a wonderful human being.
He's a gentleman and a scholar.
Oh, he's a great guy. Great guy. He would know the difference between the two Roanokes. There's no doubt about that.
Someone tweeted there's another Roanoke in North Carolina as well.
You've got to be kidding. There's three Roanokes?
What? There's a Roanoke. Hold on. There's a Roanoke Rapids, North Carolina as well.
Great. Just throw a third one in there. Social media's biggest loser, me. Brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. All right. Coming up next, Jerry Jeudy v. JPJ, Greg Newsom v. George Pickens. We talk about him. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Jerry Jeudy v. JPJ, Greg Newsom v. George Pickens. Which one's more intriguing? Can I go first? Because I have a take.
Yes.
I don't think they're going to have JPJ follow Jerry Jeudy around. I don't think I would. I don't think they will. I think you trust Dante Jackson's better with quicker guys.
Yeah.
That's been my feel on Joey for a long time. Like those bigger, longer receivers. I know he's all over T. Higgins. I think he does a better job on them than the boop, 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 in and out of your breaks kind of guys.
Yep.
Boop, boop, boop. I was looking at you for some football knowledge, Pat.
Yeah, no, I agree. He's a longer press type corner, and Chase gave him problems too. So it's a concerning that we talked about the secondary. I mean, that is the type of player that has given them problems, and it's certainly not Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes throwing the ball.
Joe Burrow pretty good.
Yes.
Oh, you mean on Sunday?
On Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I want to see Pickens and Newsom. I think Pickens will do well, football well. But to just see if he loses his mind or doesn't control.
It's a big test for him.
It's huge.
It's a big test for him.
Especially the way that the game ended.
I mean, he has the ability. I mean, this team has a chance to make a run towards an AFC championship, win the AFC North. And he's got the ability, if he's able to see this over this stretch run, to prove he's worth a long-term investment here. And almost none of it, nothing has to do with his play. His play is going to be fine. It's his attitude, it's demeanor, and it's his temper. I mean, what an opportunity for him.
Second time in 3 weeks going up against the same guy.
And everybody has... Everybody wants him to pass the test. Like, if I'm Mike Tomlin, that's what I'm saying. Like, man, like, you've got everything we want, man. Like, you've got a chance to be great here. You're already on your way there as a player. Show me you're worth it. Show me we can trust you.
What if they win, he stays on a straight and narrow, plays a great game, then afterwards starts talking his talk?
I'm fine with him talking talk after the game.
Me too.
Like, if he gets flagged for a 15-yard penalty in this game, or gets in a fight that causes a scuffle and there's offsetting penalties, like, you know what you're doing? You're dragging Pittsburgh down where Cleveland wants you, which is into the mud and into a game that they're in your head. And they got in their head. The weather got in their head. They got in their head. And that's not championship level. And I think this team has championship aspirations, and they should. They're good.
Not a head-to-head matchup, but in a way... So you got Watt v. Garrett too. Those are, and in a little bit, Jameis and Russ.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it probably shouldn't be given their record. I think it's a fascinating matchup, and I can't wait to watch it. I can't wait to break it down with you tomorrow, big guy.
Yes,
we haven't done a regular Friday show in a while. We didn't do one last week. Then the Steelers played the Browns the week before. We got ourselves a nice little 4-hour. Steelers Brownies preview.
4 hour.
4 hour. Haven't been swept by the Browns in 32 years. Haven't lost a home game against the Browns the regular season for 20 years. I don't think that streak snaps on Sunday.
I don't think it snaps either, but like, you're looking at merging onto the highway to an AFC championship or staying, you know, on the back roads trying to sneak in.
Yeah.
Really. I mean, I know the Baltimore game, if they win, I saw Matt from Presto, who's firing off at us on Twitter. The Baltimore game, if they beat Cleveland, they beat Baltimore, they win the AFC North. That's great. But if they don't beat Cleveland, you're looking at a tough road ahead.
Yeah, because then you got to get Baltimore and either the Eagles.
Like, they're starting to pick up steam. You're starting to merge on the highway here. Like, this, all you got to do is beat Cleveland, and you are in the driver's seat.
Mm-hmm. And there's weirdly pressure now. Like, you beat them the first time, you're sitting here at, what, 10-2? Like, all right, let's go take care of business against Cleveland. Now the pressure's squarely on them. Cleveland's got nothing to lose.
Nothing.
Look at the way Jameis plays. Like, he plays with nothing to lose.
Yep.
He's going to throw it all over the place.
Thank y'all
for clearing the snow off the
field.
Clear
the snow. I can see. Thank y'all.
He could see. He couldn't hear, though, because the battery came out of his...
I had got LASIK.
He got it turned into Jameis Gump. Like, Jameis Winston
hey.
Forrest Gump.
Hey. He won.
Jameis did.
He beat him.
Yeah, you get to talk your talk. Myles Garrett after the game, classless jackass, but he gets to say whatever he wants. You win, you get to set the narrative. All right, we're handing it off to Starkey. Patty Mac?
Mm-hmm.
You got a problem with my guy, Patty Mac? He's trying to get Rich Rod to Morgantown.
He just keeps talking about the 13-9 game. We're not bringing it up.
Oh, yeah, Pitt fans never bring it up.
I don't bring it up.
You don't bring it. You just told me you got people text you every Thursday.
You asked the question.
Yeah, but those
Why is McAfee bringing it up on game day?
Because he's mentally scarred.
Dude, he's doing just fine.
He needs to cut it out.
You think?
He needs to cut it out. It doesn't help me. It doesn't help us.
Telling me and my teammates we've done nothing with our lives.
Well,
we're doing nothing. Pat and I are doing nothing. We stink.
I mean, Doran, you're in a tough spot every day from 5:40 till 10, my man.
Yeah.
Sitting across from my
house. No, I would agree. Like, this guy was an All-American and played in the NFL. Like, as a player, Pat McAfee's a better football player than I was. Played in the NFL. But, like, how is...
Be careful. I'm just telling you, be careful. You don't want the McAfee army coming at you.
I love the McAfee army. I love the show. But I just think it's funny that he brings it up all the time.
It hurts him. Of course it hurts him. Hurts me. Are we done? I want to be done.
No.
We're done. Keep going. You, me, eggnog.
I can't wait.
It's going to be great. What are you guys doing Saturday? Watch Penn State play Oregon? A little eggnog?
I'm in.
A little bourbon?
I'm in.
Callus?
I can't believe you're inviting me. I'm actually going to Blacksburg for the basketball game.
Are you really?
Yeah, I'm going to stop in Roanoke Rapids, then Roanoke, North Carolina, and then go through Roanoke, Virginia to get there.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 0% financing on all 24 Chevy EV models up to 60 months through January 3rd. Full terms at sunchevy.com. Today, high of 37, low 21. Talk to you tomorrow.